Week 6 of the NFL season doesn't start until Sunday, so we got a great chance to look ahead to this weekend's action and get your best bets for the week. Welcome back to the program. Steve Rapp joins us from Sports Interactions Inside the Lines, which you can hear Sunday morning from 8 until 10:30 right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. After a one-week hiatus, we welcome back Mr. Rapp. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good, Pat. How are you doing? Glad, you know, every week that goes by, we're just happy to have football. And I'm just wondering, are you ready for week 24 in the NFL?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, my friend, how they deal with all of this. But at least we're playing and we're going to get some games this weekend. So we're watching football. You've got a show. It's, you know what? In 2020, I'm looking on the bright side, so that's
yeah. We're just going to keep going. I mean, if you know, listen, if there's 24 weeks of football, we'll do 24 weeks of football shows, and that's a good thing. I mean, I love watching football, so I'm just happy when we watch football. I mean, Sunday afternoons, red zone for me. There's just nothing better than that in the world.
Agreed, 100%. Well, let's get into your picks for Week 6. Let's start with Detroit in Jacksonville. At last check on Sports Interaction, was the Lions favored by 3 on the road?
All right, and Pat, we always like to be transparent. We did have the week off last week. I was 3-0 the week
yes,
before that.
Baby.
That's why I bring that up. Thank you. And I do these across the can on the Sportsnet Radio Network, so what your listeners missed out on was a 2-1 week, so not fantastic. But I am climbing out of that early season hole. So
yes,
I'm
you are. I knew you
now.
Would.
I know you did, Pat. You never doubted me. Two dead man walking coaches in this one, Pat, go head-to-head. But since only one of these organizations still thinks that they can win, the Lions have more talent than the Jaguars, and that's why I'm going to lay the points. This line has been -3 all week with the public on the road Lions, but books so far have been hesitant to move to 3.5 and fear the sharps waiting in the wings. So it's kind of been going 3-20. 2-1-1 teams, but the schedules have been faced have been vastly different. The Lions have faced opponents who have gone 11-5, while Jacksonville's competition has been far less stellar at 6-12-1. Detroit's also coming off a bye since 2003. Road favorites off a bye, hitting at 69%. The road favorite doesn't scare me in this one at all anyways. Road teams 42-35 against the spread so far this season. Matt Stafford has a history of going on some hot runs. Coming back rested here would be a great place to get started. I'm going Detroit -3 because I think Jacksonville's just really, really bad. And people got thrown off that scent week one when they beat Indianapolis. And I think we're still getting a little value on the line from that.
Let's move to what essentially looks like a pick'em at last check over at Sports Interaction. Green Bay's favored by 1 on the road against the Bucs.
Yeah, it's just a game that everybody's going to be watching, Pat, in the late afternoon window because the other one, there's only two games of that, is Dolphins-Jets. So this is one everybody's going to be watching, everybody's going to be betting on. Bucks opened at Sports Interaction as a 2.5-point favorite. We have dueling wise guys on this one here. The number's been as high as pack, 2.5. Last night I went to bed. I had done this. It was pick. Now, as you say, Green Bay 9-1. And this one strictly goes by form for me. Only one of these future Hall of Famers is playing at MVP levels this year, and it's Rodgers, not Brady. Rodgers is on a roll. The pack are 4-0. Their games, for the most part, aren't even close. They play a good Bucks defense here. But the Bucs' defense has only been tested by the lower echelons of the QB class, and in week one, clearly less than frisky Drew Brees. Rodgers on a different level, as a different task for this defense. And let's not forget how good Rodgers has been to the betters in his career. If you were betting Rodgers, you'd be doing well. He's 113-78-5 against the spread in his career. He's the most profitable QB ever coming off a bye week going 8-2-1 against the spread since 2008. And home field means nothing. This game is a pick'em basically on a neutral field. At that price, I will take a hot hand, Green Bay -1. And Pat, if I could just mention one other thing before I get to the third game, home field means nothing in the NFL this year. If you like a road dog, take the money line. We saw it last week with Miami, Las Vegas. We saw 4 or 5 teams like the Giants and a couple other teams come real close. All you got to hit is 1 or 2 of those. really, home field means absolutely nothing at this point. So I just wanted to make that point before we get to game number three.
Yeah, take advantage of the opportunity. Absolutely.
Well, just to mention, home away teams 42-35 against the spread, 36-40 straight up. And we know, Pat, that 36, almost all of those are going to be dog money, right? So take advantage of that.
Final game of the week, Arizona-Dallas. Again, essentially a pick 'em right now. Arizona's favored by the 1 point on the road in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm looking for a rally around the Dak effort here from the Cowboys and the line that was really all overcompensated for the injury and has been brought back since. The look-ahead line for this game prior to Sunday afternoon, Cowboys -3. After the Dak injury, this game were opened Arizona -3. That's given Dak a six-point value over Andy Dalton. That is ridiculous. Now, what the public has been enamored with the Cardinals for a couple of weeks now, the Sharps saw the value in this line. Now, Cards -1, as you mentioned, that just moved down from 1.5 just recently. How much of a drop-off is Dalton, really? He's had the weapons before. He's won in this league before. We know he's healthy and rested. And I'm not sure about all the Arizona love, especially playing their third straight road game while Dallas is playing their third straight home game. Arizona wins against the 49ers, Washington, Jets, not impressive. Lost to Carolina, Detroit, even less impressive. Not worthy of favorites here. And a little trend tidbit for those interested. Since 2003, only 31 teams have started 0-5 against the spread. Those teams, 22-9 against the spread, 71%. And when you're getting points like Dallas is getting the points, 19-6, 76% against the spread. Those are numbers that will get my money just about every time, Pat.
So let's recap Steve's picks of the week. It is Detroit +3 on the road in Jacksonville, Green Bay +1 on the road against the Bucks, and Dallas +1 at home to the Arizona Cardinals. Tell us what's coming up on Inside the Line Sunday morning, my friend.
We will tell you who's playing, who's not playing, who might be playing, what time they're going to play, what day they were going to play. We go on air at 8 o'clock in the morning Calgary time, and Ian Rappaport and the Adam Schefters of the world start tweeting. Games are moved to Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. It's amazing. So we'll tell you who's in, who's out, and we'll have Todd Furman, we'll have Phil Gray, and we'll have all the action and tons of fun.
And tell us about Sports Interaction Canada Sportsbook.
It's we've got football. So you got sides, you got totals, you got live in play, you've got 30-40 game ways to play every single game. So as long as there is football, we have something to do and talk about and bet on, and that's what you can do with Sports Interaction.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk again next Friday. Good luck, my friend.
You too, Pat. Thank you.